3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition sound online. 11 o'clock is the time. Time now for me to hand you on to Fiona Talkington for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
We'll be right back. Anna Meredith's powerful Nautilus opening Late Junction tonight. Fiona Talkington with you till 12:30. Li Mingxue was one of the stars of the Moonlight Troupe in Shanghai in the 1930s and 40s, and this song from her is considered to be the very first Chinese popular song. It's called Mao Mao Yu, or Drizzle.
Bye.
A really fun quartet and quite a starry lineup: Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer and Chris Thiele. A track called Attaboy from their recent release, The Goat Rodeo Sessions. And they followed a popular voice from Shanghai in the 1930s and 40s, Li Mingxue. Navidad de los Andes, or Andean Nativity, is the title of a new CD from the bandoneon player Dino Saluzzi, joined by the cellist Anya Lechner. And this is a beautiful track called Gabriel Condor, which Dino Saluzzi says he composed because deep down he feels the cry of sorrow of his ancestors lingering on. It's based on the story of the Peruvian Gabriel Condor, who stood up to the Spanish invasion of the 18th century, but he was arrested and put to a horrible death. Liberty, justice, fraternity and respect for each other's cultures are essential, says Dino Saluzzi. Ignore them at your peril.
Thank you.
Catherine Lambert from the 13th century manuscript Martin Kodax, and that comes from her album called Songs of Forgetfulness. Before that, the monks of the Sarah J. Monastery in Tibet. And first of all, Dino Saluzzi and Anya Lechner, a piece called Gabriel Condor, which comes from their recent release, Navidad de los Andes. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And if you'd like to get in touch, we have an email address. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk.
You. said you had the key to all the doors. Didn't you? I know it's pink meat anywhere.
can carry to the mountain, it will be pink me there.
Well, I couldn't resist that track from a CD of 1930s blues called Barbecue from the Pit, largely because it features on guitar a 20-year-old at his first recording session called Les Paul. You can listen again via the Radio 3 website for the next 7 days, by the way. Georgia White on vocals, Richard M. Jones on piano, John Lindsay on bass, and that was recorded in Chicago in 1936. Before that, Jon Balcke and Batograph, and the voice of Amelia Christensen, the daughter of drummer Jon Christensen, and first of all there, ELP's take on early music in Canarios. Roy Harper now from the 1971 album Stormcock, and that's actually an old English name for the mistle thrush. The album rather missed the mark at the time, bewildering critics with its four long tracks. David Bedford teamed up with Roy Harper, providing orchestral arrangements in Me and My Woman.
I never know what kind of day it is on my battlefield of ideas, but the way she touches and the way it feels must be just how it is. Ah, but it's got a little better since I let her sundance. I never know what time of year it is, living on top of the fire. But the robin outside is to hunt and hide in the cold, frosty shire. But he knows just what goes in between his cold toes and his warm ears. And he's got no disguise in his eyes for his lover she kneels. Like a bad ace.
load that speaks out on the pigpen's form. The sword slides out on the nation's morn. The horde strides out on the chosen spawn. The devil rides up in the heavens yawn. And he knows me well. I've been what the hell only time could tell. Where we're going to. We break, not giving our wings to our children. Oh, how we fail them. Oh, sunset, my color, King is my name. Darkness, she's my love. Lions, enveloping directions. These
never gone fanfare. The jewel leaves the rose in a magic air. Feel a finger on her through my nightmare's lair. Feel most together with my nowhere stare. And you know me well. Have I what the hell only time to tell?
Roy Harper from 1971 with arrangements by David Bedford. That was Me and My Woman from the album Stormcock. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to play a track to pay tribute to the brilliant sound recordist Tom Lawrence, who died so tragically recently. His recordings are so passionate and musical, and I love his great diving beatles and waterboatmen of Pollard's Town Fen in County Kildare. First, though, music by the 16th century English composer John Bull. Bonnie Sweet Robin, played by Mahan Esfahani.
Yeah.
I wanted to pay a tribute to the sound recorder's Tom Lawrence, who died in October. That's from his CD, The Water Beetles of Pollardstown Fen. And it followed a piece by John Bull, Bonnie Sweet Robin, played on the harpsichord by Mahan Esfahani. The Woodbine and Ivy Band are a group of Manchester musicians who came together to perform traditional songs with, as they say, the hazy spirit of country rock hanging over them. Ellie Osborne is the singer here in Under the Leaves.
It's all under the leaves and the leaves of life, where I saw maidens from heaven, and one of them was Mary Mild, was our King's mother from heaven. And she asked me what was I looking for, all under the leaves of life. I am looking for sweet Jesus Christ, with his body nailed to a tree.
Ellie Osborne, the singer there, with a new release from the Woodbine and Ivy Band, a song called Under the Leaves. And if you've got some favourite releases from this year, I'm beginning to put together our end of the year programmes. So I'd love to hear from you if you've got some suggestions. Drop an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Low Bias is the name of a duo of Mark Beasley and Graham Dowdall. Their recent CD is called The Ash and the Oak, and this is Star of Leyte. Thank you. Music by the Lithuanian composer Vaclovas Augustinas. Hymn to St. Martin. And it was sung there by the National Youth Choir of Great Britain, conducted by Mike Brewer. And it comes from a recent release called Songs of the Baltic Sea. I'm going to end tonight with a part of another new release, a composition by the legendary Keith Tippett, From Granite to Wind. There are beautiful lyrics by Julie Tippett, and there are four sax players, Paul Dunmore, James Gardner-Bateman, Kevin Figes and Ben Waghorn, and Tad Kelly on bass. The composition lasts well over an hour, so I've chosen a rather fragile and beautiful middle section to leave you with tonight. Thanks very much for your company this week. I look forward to being back with you on Tuesday. Till then, good night.
I'm now for Radio 3 Through the Night. Welcome from me, Susan Sharp. A concert of English music, nearly all of it from the 20th century, opens the programme this morning. John Wilson conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra in rarely heard pieces by William Alwyn, Ralph Vaughan Williams, York Bowen and Hubert Parry. Here first is an overture in the form of a serenade, which Alwyn completed in 1946. It's for soprano, wordless choir and small orchestra. And in it, Alwyn pays tribute to Holst and Vaughan Williams, both men of Gloucester, by quoting from Holst's ballet The Perfect Fool and Vaughan Williams' Pastoral Symphony. The soprano soloist is Michaela Haslam.
Thank you.
William Alwyn's overture Men of Gloucester. Michaela Haslam was singing with the London Chorus and John Wilson conducted the BBC Concert Orchestra. Vaughan Williams' heroic elegy and triumphal epilogue for orchestras the next work, music from the very beginning of the 20th century. The biblical quotation at the head of the score, terrible as an army with banners, could well be a reference to the Boer War, which was then in progress.